Long lines and pale faces. These are the only constants in a Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp. The 18,000 population trapped inside were hopeful that a recent agreement between the Palestinian factions fighting alongside the Syrian government and the militants in control of the camp would end their 20-month ordeal. But the agreement collapsed days after it became effective, and now the residents are completely dependent on aid to survive.
Today we are distributing a new patch of aid with the help of the UN and Syrian government. Deaths caused by starvation were reduced drastically since we reached an agreement to allow aid supplies in.
Opposition sources say that over 60 people have died inside the camp as a result of starvation and blame it on the Syrian government and Palestinian factions close to it. They accuse them of besieging the camp. But many would beg to differ that the Syrian government is the main supplier of aid to the camp. Residents of the war-torn district that was plagued by destruction, starvation and death since foreign-backed insurgents took it in late 2012 have another account.
Most of the food you see here will fall into the hands of militants because they're in control of the camp and what they want will happen.
Now, there has been another attempt to reach an agreement with the insurgents to convince them to leave the camp and allow these people to have permanent access to food and medication. But it seems that this agreement, like six other agreements before it, is going to fail.
These patients waiting to be evacuated are the lucky ones, as they are the only ones cleared by militants to leave the camp. For children left behind, the future is pale, like the faces of their starved parents. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Damascus.